This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Jazakallah khair.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu al-du'a. Allahumma anni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'ain la yusma'. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير, everyone, for coming. If I may ask the youth to come and sit, there is a lot of space in the front, you can see better. And in general, in learning, this is something in every discipline, not only in Islamic studies. In medicine, this is what they taught us. When you use more than one part of your body or one more than one senses, you learn better. That's why when you listen and write, you learn more. When you listen and write and review, you will learn more. So jazakumullahu khair. Before I start, I want everyone, this is amazing, and I'm going to make a disclaimer to everybody. I didn't know where I am coming. You know, I know it's a city close to LA, but I had no idea what I am gonna see. And I can't tell you what Allah showed me since yesterday. And this is what, before I say any word, I want everyone to take a minute, and I really mean it. Young and old, brothers and sisters, just take a minute and just be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just don't say a word. Just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think where you are and be grateful. يا ربي لك الحمد يا ربي لك الحمد يا ربي لك الحمد. All praises to Allah, all praise to Allah, all praise to Allah. And I say this to myself, I say to the staff in Jannah Institute, I say to the students in Jannah Institute, and I say to everybody here, there's nothing special about us, that He chose us on a Saturday where we can be doing anything else, and we live in a country you can do whatever you want to do. But He chose us and brought us in this beautiful place since the afternoon. Facilitate all this beauty, food, fun. I mean, when I entered, I was like, Ya Allah, what is this? This booth, look at this, right? My point is, don't take it for granted. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are grateful, I'll give you more. If you are not, and Allah here used the word kufr, and kufr is not kufr al-aqidah. He did not say you are kafir, meaning you don't believe. No, huna kufr kufran al-ni'mah, when you are ungrateful. And unfortunately, we all live in a society, the norm is what? Complain. You come to this masjid with all this beauty, you don't see the beauty. You see it's too small. Yeah, you see it's too hot. Yeah, you see children running around, then I'm not seeing what He wants me to see. And He said, "Wala in kafartum." That's not my words. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim. And if you are ungrateful, and He didn't say what's going to happen. When He said, I'll give you more, He specified, I'll give you more. But when I and you, ungrateful, He said, "Inna adabi la shadid." My punishment is severe. And when Al-Qawiyu Al-Aziz wants to punish me or you, may Allah protect us, what is going to happen? You don't want to even think of it. So each one in this room, in this small community, you need to be so grateful to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. And I wanted to start this also by thanking the organizers. This is not an easy. Is the mic okay? Can everyone hear? Allah barik fiik. Jazakum Allah khair. So this is what it is, number one. Everybody upstairs can hear me? Do you want me to use that one? I'm fine with it. Yeah, if that's okay, I'm okay.
Bismillah. I think this one.
Yeah, sometimes it.
I'm just gonna stay here. Inshallah. This is better? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That's a living example of it. Living sample of it. Anytime Allah give you, and we all were tested. Don't forget COVID. Still some of you are wearing masks. And this is also a test. He took it from us and he brought it to us. So Jazakumullah khair, the organizers, and I specifically gonna specify one name, because if you do not, if you're not grateful to people, you're not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I wanna definitely hear, say Jazakillah khair, Sister Jabin. Amazing job. I didn't know her at all. And this is from January we have been doing this. And this had to be cancelled because of COVID. So alhamdulillah, may Allah reward her. عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْدُودٍ, I call it. As Allah said it in Surah Hud. It's illa akid. Whatever is good, I'll do. Bismillah. Is that better? Alhamdulillah. Another. It's not too. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That's okay. Allah always tests us. Yes.
No, you're good. You
can. So okay. Do both?
No, just take that. Yes, you can. I can turn the volume. Don't worry about it.
Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. This is better. Sisters up there, better. Alhamdulillah. And the key for victory, Rasulullah said, is being patient. And this is an example. Always be patient. وإن النصر مع الصبر. Victory comes with being patient. So may Allah reward Sister Jabin and everyone else who I did not know yet or met yet. May Allah reward you. Usually it's not one person who does this. It's usually a lot of people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use everybody. I was asked to talk about what is or what are the glad tidings that our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam brought to us. And again, as Sheikh Hani reminded us earlier, anytime the name of a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, don't forget to say alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he specifically said in more than one narration, one of them was in the, when he was moving up on the minbar and he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, Ameen. And he said, Jibreel came for me with the three things. And he said, loser is the one who will live to see his parents getting to the old age. And this is especially for the youth, and especially where we are living. The one is a loser, ta'is, is miserable, meaning in this life and the hereafter. The one who reach an age where his parents become older and they need his or her service, and he or she does not serve them. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. Meaning, it's gonna happen. Second, related to Ramadan, is if the person who come and live throughout Ramadan and leave Ramadan and his sins were not forgiven. And he said, Ameen. And third is related to this. When my name, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioned and he did not send the salam, then he's a loser. So don't miss this opportunity. It's just, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. You wanna do it all, longer, better. But every time I'm gonna mention his name, all of you, young and old, brothers and sisters, make it as a habit. Make it as a habit, alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to you and me, who is he? If I ask you, and some of you, you may know my style, I like to have interactive session, so we all get engaged. If somebody asks you, a non-Muslim, or let's say a youth who has not heard anything much about the Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam. And if he's gonna come and ask you, who is he? And give me two words only. Don't write a paper about it. Who's the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Other than Rasul and Nabi, other than being a messenger and a prophet. As-sadiq al-ameen. The all truthful, right? The trustworthy. Okay. Sisters, yes. Other than, oh, a mercy. So that's even one. So he is وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. For sure, we have not sent you but as a mercy to the alameen, everything. Ins and jinn, everything Allah created. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was a mercy. What else? Da'i is a caller to Allah. And what a caller. What a caller to Allah. Can I call myself a caller to Allah? If I compare it with Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Can anyone in this room say I am a caller? If he or she compare herself or himself to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what else? I'm looking for a verse that I'm going to share with you. Yes. I'm sorry? He's a walking Quran, actually. This is what the Sayyida Aisha, she was asked by the Sahaba, how was he at home? How was he at home? Because who knows who you are at home? You and your brothers and sisters is your family. As again, Shaykhani mentioned earlier, you can be whatever you want to be in public. But when you're home, and for the youth, when you're in your room alone, in front of that computer or that gadget, that's who you are. So they asked her, who is he? And she said, كان خلقه القرآن. You all know this. He was a walking Quran. He was, his manners was the Quran exactly. What else? It's a verse in the Quran I'm looking for. That's what I'm going to start saying. وَإِنَّكَ لَعْلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You absolutely have, you are emboldened with a huge, amazing character. That's absolutely, but this is not the one. One more, yes. Can't hear you for sure. Yes, excellent example. طيب, I'll share it with you. It's just because of the sake of the time. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ. And Allah said this in Surah Al-Ahzab. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ. Three things. شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا and وَنَذِيرًا. And then the fourth. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And the fifth one. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Let's translate. It's related to the topic I was asked to talk about. So يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ. And Allah here addressed him by يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ. By the way, he was the least prophet mentioned by his name in the Quran, which is so interesting. How many times he was mentioned in the Quran by name, like Muhammad alayhi salam? Four, exactly. Jazakallah khair, brother. Four, only. And you do the math for the others. And Allah addressed him, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ, and he addressed him, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ. O you messenger, O you prophet. So here in Surah Al-Ahzab, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ, O prophet, إِنَّا Allah, أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, send you to people all the time, any generation, any country, any language, any skin color, doesn't matter. أَرْسَلْنَاكَ. And now he is giving Allah, the creator, describing him, who is he? What is your mission? Why you are being sent to people? He didn't say Sadiq al-Amin. Sadiq al-Amin, that's a description of his community. Khuluqun azim, Allah described him in another place, but that's not his mission. It's part of his mission. If he was not on khuluqun azim, I and you will not be sitting in this masjid. So he said, Inna arsalnaka, we have sent you. Three things. First one is scary. Second, third is very, put a big smile. So the first one is shahid. And what does the word shahid mean? Witness. Witness on what? That's your Quran. That's not my words. That's a verse in the Quran. Witness for what? What is he going to witness? On the day of judgment. Each one in this room. Jazakallah khair. Each one in this room. Up and lower. Everybody, by the way. Muslims and non-Muslims. He's going to be witness. He's going to say the following. Did I deliver the message? Did I told you about Islam? Did I explain it? And most importantly to me, did I practice it? Him, alayhi salatu wassalam. Shahidan. وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاء. Allah said this in Surah An-Nisa, the woman. From that day, every nation, every group there will be someone from them who he or she will witness on them, and then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is going to come and he's going to be the witness for everybody. As he said in the last sermon when he was in Arafah, what did he say? Hal ballagd? Did I deliver the message? And he was waiting for them, the 100,000 companions with him. What did they say? Bala, yes. And he asked again, did I deliver the message? Yes, three times. And then he said, Allahumma fashhad. Ya Allah, you are my witness. So the first thing, he's a shahid. What do I learn from this verse? How am I going to learn from this verse living in California in 2022? Are you ready to answer this question? When he looks at me and says, did I deliver the message to you? Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you follow my sunnah? Why it was so difficult? And it's so painful, and I'm sure you all will agree with me, sometimes young and old, when especially after Maghrib, when people jump and leave, and I say, 2 rakat, just 4 minutes, 2 minutes, you know what they say? What do you hear? It's a sunnah. And nobody say, it's a phone, it's a show, it's a car, it's a meeting. But when it comes to the sunnah, it's so painful. And you hear it from people in masajid, let alone outside. It's a sunnah. Or after salah, how many people sit in their place just doing the adhkar, 2 minutes, shahid. And then what you asked me to talk about, wa mubashira, gives you glad tidings, give us glad tidings, wa nadhira, and a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhni, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the permission of Allah, not because I like it. Everybody these days wants to be a public speaker, and everybody wants to be influencer, and everybody wants to have these millions following. And I always ask, why? Why do you want to be an influencer? Why don't you wait and let Allah choose for you what He wants you to be? Someone was asking me this afternoon, the youth, and she said, I'm not good at speaking. And I said, that means Allah doesn't want you to speak. What are you good at? She said, I'm very good in writing. I said, what is wrong with that? Use it for the sake of Allah. Wada'i and caller. And by the way, each one of us, and again, in this room and up here and whoever is hearing me, may Allah reward you all. The caller to Allah is not the person who has to be studied and has a PhD in Islamic study and hafiz of the Quran and this and that. That's a requirement for public da'iyah. What about you individually, me and you, living in this non-Muslim world? How about the people around you at work? Forget work, you don't work. How about you go to grocery shop? And that 2 seconds, you are with the cashier. And I say this specifically to the sisters because you and I are obvious Muslims. This is the only time, I say this to myself every time I am in a public place. I say this is the only time this person will have the opportunity to meet a Muslim. And this is my opportunity and my question that I will be asked by Allah. I gave you this opportunity, what did you do with it? And I'm not going to give lectures to everybody, because Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam didn't give lectures all the time. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Is your actions, is the way you carry yourself, and number one, and this is to everybody, and I'll say this and I'm not bragging about it, be proud, be happy, especially to the youth, that Allah chose you to be a Muslim. You live in a non-Muslim country and you see it around you. I walk and I say, Allahumma ghafir li qawmi, Ya Allah, please forgive them. They just don't know. It's a beautiful deen. People sometimes ask me, I was like, you know, make it sugar-coated. You know what I say? It's already very sweet. I don't have to put any syrup on it. honestly, it's just I don't know and you don't know. And we don't practice it the way he did. And that's why he was da'i. That's why he started with few people and then 100,000, and now it's the fastest growing religion. It's all about him. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa da'iyan illahi bi'idhni wa sirajan munira. And siraj is usually the sun, and munira is illuminating. So what kind of a glad tiding he gave you and me? Who can answer me? No glad tiding? He did nothing? Alayhi salatu wassalam? Yes. He did, yeah, but where is the glad tiding? Absolutely. He brought us the Quran, he taught us what about Allah. Yes, but what glad tiding? Yes. Jannah. Tayyib. Jannah. Is it a glad tiding? Don't be intimidated. Of course it is. جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار لهم فيها ما يشاءون. Just go and look at the Jannah in the Quran. What did he said about the Jannah عليه الصلاة والسلام? في الجنة ما لا رأت عين ولا سمعت أذن. In Jannah, what in Jannah no eyes have seen and no ears have heard. And you know the famous hadith when he said no one will enter Jannah by their work. Really? And then the Sahaba said, Wala anta ya Rasulullah, not even you? And he said, no. Illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatih. Unless Allah engulf me with His loving mercy. Scholar said, what does that mean? So I do all this hard work, and then He gave me Jannah, and then I'm not getting in? What does that mean? Do you know this hadith? So what is me? What does it mean? What in Jannah? What He has prepared for you and me, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Whatever I do and you do in this life, if you dedicated your life, all your every breath in your day, if you dedicate it all for Allah, still what He had, Subhana, prepared for you and me in Jannah is not equal to this. You know, when you give someone $1, they give you back $1,000. And he said, I don't deserve it. I just gave you one. So absolutely, Jannah. Now, since we brought the Jannah, how am I going to get there? Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-Jannah? Do you think you will go to Jannah? I'm quoting, قال الله قال الرسول. Alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm sharing with you what Allah said and what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. It's not my opinion. Or it's this, well, not even a scholar's opinion. It is in the Quran and it's in the Sunnah. So Allah said two places in the Quran. He said, do you think you will go to Jannah? Young and old, living in this time and age, and life is difficult to challenge you, everything is different. Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-Jannah? You think you will go to Jannah? So the first one is in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the chapter Kaf. وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. You think you will go to Jannah? And you will not go through what the people before you went through. What did they want to go through? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. They were afflicted. بَأْسَاء and ضَرَّاء. Diseases and calamities. And then he described the magnitude of it. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Till الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ says, and the people and the Sahaba with him, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When is the victory of Allah's coming? This is getting too hard. You know what we all sometimes, I'm sure everybody in this room felt it this way, when at one point you say, Ya Allah, this is getting very difficult. To be a Muslim, to practice it properly. Brothers and sisters, by the way, young and old, it's not easy to be signaled out. Everybody does something, you do different. Everybody is having fun, you are fasting. Everybody is eating, you're not. Do you think you will go to Jannah? But then Allah give me, you and me, hope. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Mata Nasrullah, when is the victory of Allah is gonna come? Ala inna Nasrullahi qareeb. For sure, the victory of Allah is soon. But soon in Allah's gauge is not soon in you and me. You know, we live in a time, and I say this is my words. People want to learn everything, let alone Islamic studies. I call it the Burger King meal. You know what's the Burger King meal? You're in your car, in your comfort zone, you come in, and then you don't even open the door, and you don't do anything. The person asks you, so far you put no effort, and then you don't even say it, you just say number one. So only two. And then they tell you whatever the amount, you drive, you give the money, you drive, you get the food, pull on the side, eat it within 5 minutes, you're full. That's not how we are gonna go to Jannah. I wish, I can say this. We all gonna go for sure. It's not my word because we all say La ilaha illallah, and that's the key. But how long and how much I worked and hard, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who struggle for our sake, for Allah, not to get the PhD, not to build the biggest home in California, not to be this, not to be that, but for Allah, we will guide you. So the first thing of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam have gave us the glad tidings is Jannah, and that should be my goal. What is the other things? And I'm gonna share with you because of the sake of the time, and I was asked to leave at least 15 minutes for questions and answers, and I will absolutely respect the request. We are called as an ummah, as a Muslims, and this is the name we were described from that time. نحن أمة العمل القليل والأجر الكثير. Give me your hearts before your brain. We are a nation that we do little and we get a lot of rewards. That's how we are described. العمل القليل والأجر الكثير. Little bit of a work and a lot of reward. Who agrees with me on this statement? Nobody. Very few. Wow. Fine. No problem. How many of you have fasted the day of Arafah? Show me hands. Tabarakallah. Why? Don't tell me because it's sunnah. It's definitely a sunnah. But there's more than that. One person, please. Please. What is the reward? 2 years of sins gone by fasting one day. Is that statement true? The nation that we do little and we get a lot? Yes or no? Isn't that glad tiding? من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها. Whomsoever does one good deed. And don't think of good deed as I have to fast or pray or pay charity. That's for sure. But there's so many other good deeds. In this moment, what is the good deed we are doing? And I'm going to share with you the reward. What is the good deed we are doing? Do you all agree we are doing good deed? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. What is the good deed? Yes, please. طيب مجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله. This is hadith of الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. No group of people get together in the house of Allah. Where are we? Say it to yourself. We need reminders. I am here, Ya Allah. I am here, Ya Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now second, why you are here? يتدارسون كتاب الله. They are learning about Allah and His book. Are we doing this? Yes or no? What's going to happen? What is the glad tiding? إلا, but meaning no other thing is going to happen. Always this is in the Arabic language when you put this word, the ma or illa, meaning the rest is absolutely happening, nothing else. إلا غشيتهم الرحمة نزلت عليهم السكينة. The tranquility from Allah will come to them, onto them, not mine and yours. Allah. Two, غشيتهم الرحمة. The loving mercy of Allah will engulf them. Three, حفتهم الملائكة. We are right now surrounded by angels. Just because you're sitting in this place for 1 hour, 45 minutes, because this hadith did not specify the time. Doesn't have to be a whole day conference. وذكرهم الله في من عنده. And Allah will mention your name and your name and your name and your name and mine with His company. Me, the sinner. Me, the one who struggled to wake up for Fajr. Let alone to obey Allah. Let alone to do this and that. Aren't we the nation of little deeds and a lot of reward? Mubashira. Mubashira. He gave us a glad tiding. Who can now think of a simple deed and a lot of reward? I know if I ask you, are we the nation of little deed and a lot of reward? Now show me hands. Alhamdulillah. The message being delivered. Ya Rabbi lak alhamd. Now give me another example. Few things. Either we don't do it, or we do it very casual and quick, and we missed it. Can anyone think of it? Don't think of Qiyamul Layl. I'm not talking about that. Night of Salah. Bismillah. I'm not talking about obligations. Obligation, this is not, I call it, this is my word, non-negotiable. You don't talk about a lot of rewards if you don't wake up for Fajr. There's a lot of, the road is long. I'm talking about after the basics. Yes. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Reading the Quran. Perfect. What did he say? Reading the Quran? What did he say, alayhi salatu wasalam? Huh? That's one of it. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best among you is the person who learned the Quran and teach. But I'm talking about good deeds. لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. The person who reads Quran, this hadith is long, but starts by this. الماهر بالقرآن مع السفرة الكرام. The person who reads Quran well. He or she with thee will be a company, will have the company of a safar al-kiram, kind of an angels, the honorable one. He's with them. She is with them, young or old. Then what about majority of the Muslims these days? How many people in this room still struggle to read, not to understand, to read? Show me hands. What will happen to these people? That's why ما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. We have not sent you but as a mercy. Because then he immediately think about others. And he said, والذي يتعتع بالقرآن. The person who struggled. تعتع is like, I'm really struggling. It's like, what is this letter? Right? That person, له أجران. He has two rewards, not one. Not only reading, but for the reading and for the struggle. In another narration, every good deed times 10. And the letter in the Quran is not alif, lam, meem. Alif is letter. Lam is letter. Meem is letter. So you just read. How long it take me to say alif, lam, meem? 5 seconds, maybe less. I got 30 good deeds. 30, 30. Are we the nation of a little work and a lot of good deed? And we think the Islam is too many. Too hard, too difficult, because we don't know the deeper meaning of it. What is another good deed? Most of us don't do it. Let me ask you this. Who wants to go to Hajj and Umrah? Especially for us these days, this year, we didn't go, majority didn't go. Why do you want to go? Is that even a question? What a reward we will get. I didn't go, my name was not called, right? You want to go for Umrah? Of course, cost, time off, all this. Is there another way I can go for Hajj and Umrah? Oh, some are nodding the head. Bismillah, tell me. One person, please. Yes. لا صلاة الضحى has another أجر. But specifically about حج النوم, you're right. But another reason for صلاة الضحى. But no. عمرة في رمضان كأنها حجة معي. If you do عمرة in Ramadan, you have performed حج with the رسول عليه الصلاة. Something you didn't leave your home. Or maybe you came to the masjid only. Just one person. من صلى الصبح في جماعة. You pray Fajr in congregation. He didn't specifically say في المسجد because he knows not everybody can go to the masjid. Women, some of the men, they have to leave their family. Anyway, the whole idea is you pray Fajr in جماعة. Majority, alhamdulillah. The second one is, I don't know why people find it impossible. ثم جلس. She or he, stay in your place. يذكر الله. Not checking your phone, not texting, not reading something else. In a state of remembrance of Allah, whether you're reading Quran, whether you're viewing Quran, whether you're doing your morning adhkar, you are in a state of dhikr. حتى تطلع الشمس. Till the sun rise. ثم قام. Then stand up. And do two rukaat. Didn't say how long. Just two rukaat. كان له. He or she will have the reward of Hajj and Umrah. تامتين, تامتين, تامتين. Complete reward of Hajj and Umrah. How many does that? Don't show me hands. I don't want to know that. Just do jama'ah, but he specified Fajr, because that's the hardest one. And just sit. These days, I looked at the timing of your salah. So if you come here and pray in this beautiful place, you will need after the imam finish, then maybe you probably give you a short reminder, probably not more than 30 minutes. I actually calculated it. 30 minutes. You sit, review your Quran, do astaghfirullah, any kind of dhikr, and done. And I got the reward of Hajj and Umrah. How much it cost me to go for Hajj? Don't even ask. And Umrah. Why don't we do it? Why don't we do it? But we stay hours on our phones, stay hours in meetings, stay hours cooking, stay hours looking for a car, or shopping, or doing, and there is no reward. Well, this is simple. Glad tidings, you want more? You want more? Can anyone think of another one? Yes, please, sister. Can't hear you, my dear. What did she say? Can someone tell me? Taking care of your parents, Hadi, is a whole chapter. This is a whole chapter. I'm talking about specific actions that he specified the reward. And the action is very simple. Fasting on Monday. Why? He didn't say multiple reward. He said something else. Because he was asked, why do you fast on Monday? What did he say? He said, it's the day that my deeds, he alayhi salatu wasalam, and our deeds are presented to Allah. And I love when my deeds presented to Allah, I am in a state of fasting. Why? Because it's one of the most beloved actions to Allah. Most beloved actions to Allah is fasting. It's the only good deed. Only that Allah said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. The only one he said, fasting is for me and I will reward. That's why the scholars tells you that we don't know how much we will get for fasting. What other good deeds? Simple, simple, yes. But what is the reward? This is absolutely a good deed. I'm looking for a good deed and a reward, way more than what you are doing. Give me specifically, which most of them are dhikr, specifically. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, subhanallah, tamla'u al-mizan. Subhanallah, how long it takes? 1 second? Fills the whole scale. The scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the scale. Just saying subhanallah. تملأ الميزان. It will fill the whole thing. How much good deeds I need to do to fill my scale? How much? Just say Subhanallah. Why do we say wow? Why do we say awesome? Why? Wallahi, it's painful. It's really painful. I don't blame the youth. Where did they learn it from? They didn't, they were not born like that. It is us also. Maybe we say it in a different language, wherever we came from, but why not Subhanallah? And you feel it. Tamla'u al-mizan. Fill the whole scale. What other good deed? See, it's just very simple. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. No change of status, no power but by Allah. You say it once, what will I get? Once. What will I get? Reward. What will I get? What did he tell me? Glad tiding. Tree in Jannah. Tree in Jannah. How much I have to work to get a tree in Jannah? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. من قال سبحان الله وبحمده. Whomsoever says سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times a day. Just سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان ربي العظيم. Takes about 5 minutes. كانت له عدل عشر رقاب. As if you have freed 10 slaves. It cost more than millions these days. Just saying سبحان الله وبحمده. You know what I say to myself, not to you? How lazy I am. And you know what? How miser I am. If anyone now comes and tells you, you know what? And you live in California, go and put some stocks in this starter. And in another 5 years, this starter, your $1 becomes 100. Everybody will learn, will run and buy. And then Subhanallah wa bihamdih, we don't say it. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, we don't say it. We are the nation of small deeds and a lot of reward. But our problem is, please again forgive me, what is our problem? Number one problem of this ummah. Ignorance. We don't know. We don't know. And as I said, we want the Burger King meal. I studied, Allah knows how many years, to become an OBGYN. And physicians in this room, probably engineering, PhD, whatever is your specialty. How many years? But then to learn about Allah and His book and all these rewards, I don't have time. So that's the main thing He brought to us. بَشَّرَنَا وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly in the Quran said, give glad tidings to the believers. And not by bragging, it's not going to come free. أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً. أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. What Allah has is very expensive. It's not a home on the beach. And it's not this car and that car. Expensive. Jannah. I need to work. But out of His rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the loving mercy of Allah, through His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, He made it easier for me. So instead of paying $1 million, just pay 50,000. And you will go and get the $1 million home. Or the 2 million, or whatever it is. So, ummatul amal al qaleel, the nation who does little bit of work, and you will get a lot of rewards. But learn them. I request humbly everybody, and may Allah make me the first one to do what I am saying, is every single day, each one in this room, pick up one thing. One simple thing easy from what I share. There's way more, way more. One, for example, how many of you have done wudu before Maghrib? Everybody. How many of you said after wudu, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah? You say that, your sins will Literally, look at me. Literally, will come out. Will come out just because of this word. Pick up, each one of you in this room, pick up every single day, one deed, one simple deed. Don't go too far. Don't go too much. You will not be able to do it. As Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَا يَكُنْ أَحَدُكُمْ كَالْمُمْ بَتْ. Don't be like that person who did not bring any fruit. He wanted to do something, did it so harsh, so much. And he gave the example, he's on a mount, wanted to get to his destination, kept hitting the mount till the mount died. And he said, لَا أَرْضٌ قَطَعْ وَلَا ظَهْرٌ أَبْقَى. He did not keep his mount and he did not reach the destination. Don't do that. Pick up one thing, each one of you, one good deed. One good deed. Keep doing it for 40 days. They said between 30 and 40 days it becomes a habit. Then move to the next one. And if you have your children with you in the house, teach them. At this age, when they become your age, becomes easy because natural. You see these, look at the boy. What is he, 3 years old? Look at how he's holding the phone. Probably better than his grandmother. They will pick it up. So don't forget this. He gave us the glad tidings that we are the nation of a few deeds, but a lot of reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among these people, Ya Rabbi Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the word of admonition and follow the best of it. Myself, number one. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira.
Takbir. 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 Jazakallah khair, Dr. Haifa Yunus, for the inspiring talk, especially on the point that you had mentioned about dhikr, something very, you know, small, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa azim, but, you know, just our tongue, we don't remember enough to say it enough. So now we'll just ask Sheikh Hamdi to just say something small, and then we'll...